Good evening. Welcome to SheerEnjoyment.com. We begin by thanking our host, our coordinator, our creator of this incredible experience who brings us all together every night, Jake Weinman, one of a kind. Appropriate that we give him a special call out and recognition, Erev Yom Tov, Erev Shavuot, Zman Matan Torasenu. Jake makes it Zman Matan Torasenu every night, every day of the year. By Jake, it's not just once a year. It's every day. Every day. It is an incredible accomplishment. It's a chus of all the learning that takes place, sheer enjoyment that come all over the world. Every night is just astonishing. And may this zuchus be for him forever, for him and his family, for success and bracha, and for all of the brachas that Hashem should bestow upon him. Jake, thank you so, so much. We also want to thank our sponsors. We always, every night, we always dedicate the Shul Zechel, Le'ili Nishmaf, Manish Yitzchak Ben Aryeh. We thank our sponsor, may this Neshama Halvan Aliyah, and our sponsor be blessed for their generosity. So now we have two other sponsors dedicating tonight's shir for Refuah Shleima. Number one, Refuah Shleima for Devoira, Bas Malka Baracha, Refuah Shleima. Number two, Refuah Shleima, Tinoikev Bas Devoira. These people have a child, have a Refuah Shleima B'Koresh. Tonight, being that it's Erev Yom Tov, coming upon us very quickly, I'd like to share with you an idea relating to the Yom Tov of Shavuot. A few weeks ago, we discussed Pesach Sheni. And our discussion of Pesach Sheni, we asked the question, why is it that in Parshas Emor, where the Torah enumerates all of the Moadim, all the Moadim in detail, starting with Pesach, and Sriyas Omer, and Shavuot, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and we even mentioned an Sukkot. We even mentioned an allusion to Pesach Sheni. That was our question. We discussed why wasn't Pesach Sheni mentioned in the enumeration of all the Moadim. We had a discussion then. I'd like to continue that discussion with a basic question. Why is it that in the parashas of the Moadim, parashas Emor, where we mention all the Moadim, we do mention the ikur of each moed, the mitzvahs hayoim of the moed. For example, on Rosh Hashanah, we mentioned that it's a yom teruah, yiblo shayfer. We mentioned on Yom Kippur, it's a day of the inis the mesnach shaseichem. On Sukkot, we mentioned that you live in the sukkah. We mentioned that you take the al-dalav minim. Or Pesach, of course, we mentioned in it, bring the carbon Pesach. But yet, when it comes to Shavuos, there is no mention of the ikur of the moed. You know, we're all aware that we bring the bikurim, we have the bikurim, and we bring the shtei lechem. But let's be realistic. What is the Yom Tov of Shavuot? In Chazal's own words, it's the Zman Matan Torasenu. This is Zman that Hashem planned to give us the Torah. Everyone knows the Rashi in the beginning of the Torah, Yom Hashishi, all of the days of the Moadim, all days of the week, it says the day without the Hey HaYediyah. Yet when it comes to Shishi, it's Yom Hashishi. The whole world was suspended waiting for that Yom Hashishi B'Sivan to see if Klal Yisrael will be willing to say Na'atzah V'Nishma. So why then in Parashas Emor, when the Torah goes to all the Moadim and tells us the Ikor Mitzvah Hayom, the essence of the day, when it comes to Shavuos, there is no mention that Shavuos is the Zman Matan Torah. All it says is Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh. When you come to this day, the essence of this day, you shall bring, you shall call it there's no mention of Matan Torah. Are you talking? How could that possibly be? This is the ikur essence of the moed. So to answer this question, we have to ask another question. Although there are many psukim that go through the sequence of all of the Mohagim, there are two psukim that stand out that seemingly have absolutely nothing to do with the Mohagim. I mean, we have to remember, we have Shabbos, we have Pesach, we have Shavuos, we have Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot, and then we go into the parsha of the Menorah, which clearly is a remez. The day will come, the miracle of Purim, the rabbinic holiday, the Shulchan, Keser, the Keser Malchus, clear remez to the Yom Tov of Purim, that focuses on Hashem's Malchus. All of the Sukkot can be accounted for in describing the Moed. But in this long series of Sukkot, there are two Sukkot that seemingly have no connection to the Parsha of the Mohagim. And that is, immediately after we mention the Yom Tov of Shavuos, it says, Uvikutzrechem, es, when you eskitzir aratzrechem, when you harvest, the Ketzir Aratzachem, loy sechale pasavcha bikutzrecha. Do not finish off the harvest to include the corner of your field. Leave over the corner of the field to the poor person. Likewise, v'leket kitzircha loy selakeh. When you're collecting all of the stalks of wheat, if one or two of them happen to fall, don't go back and take it. Let the poor man collect the leket. Again, when you harvest this kitzir artzachem, loy sechale pa'asabcha bikutzrecha. Pale. Number two, the leket kitzircha loy selake. Do not take the single stalks of grain that fall from your hand when you are gathering stalks from the field. But instead, abandon them to the poor. Ani Hashem Elokecha. We have here the mitzvah of Peah and Leket. What are these two psukim doing here in the middle of the Mohagim? And specifically, why are they presented in the parsha of the Yom Tov of Shavuot? And this is not my question. This is a very famous question, and there's a very famous answer. The answer is that, indeed, this also is an allusion to the Yom Tov of Shavuos. It alludes to Matan Torah. Chazal tells us Torah is Kula Chesed. Kula Chesed. It begins with Hashem clothing Adam the Chava, and it concludes with Hashem burying Moshe Rabbeinu. This alludes to Matan Torah, because Matan Torah is Chesed. Torah is Chesed. Torah is Chesed. It begins with Chesed, ends with Chesed. And here we have a mitzvah of Chesed, to feed the poor, allow the poor to collect, have the payah and the leket. Okay, this is a very important halacha. But let's go a little bit deeper and try to develop this further. When we study the Talmud, certainly all the people here are very familiar, that when it comes to harvesting a field, there are truly three mitzvahs, not two. And they're always presented as a set, always. B'li yotzei min haklal, with no exception. And they are leket, that's number one. Number two, shikcha. And number three is peah. Leket, shikcha, upeah. It's a set. You can't present one without the other. Now, what are the three? So we know peah will work backwards. We know what peah is. Peah is you must leave over the corner of the field. What is leket? Leket are the individual stalks that fall from the farmer's hand when he gathers the stalks into a bundle. What is shikcha? Shikha is if you forget an entire bundle. An entire bundle, after you gather all the stalks, You put them together, you tie them up, and now comes time to take the bundle into the silo. If you forget to take a bundle, you're not allowed to go back and take that bundle. Shikha has to remain in the field. Shikha. Now, is it not interesting? Is it not noteworthy that when the Torah presents these two psukim in the middle of the parsha, specifically by the Yom Tov Shavuot, it deliberately omits any mention of Shikha? How could that be? How could it omit if we're already saying Leket and Peah, and it is fluent in the vocabulary, the lexicon of all the Talmidei Chachamim to put all three together? How come Shikha is absent? I have over here a live audience tonight, Baruch Hashem, and the person over here, my live audience, is acknowledging that this is a legitimate question. To answer this question, let's take a look at Megillat Esros. Megillat Esros, we learn about Rus HaMoavia. She comes back with Naomi, and they're basically starving. They don't have what to eat. And Rus goes into the field of Boaz, and she knows that there's a halacha, leket, shikha peah. And the pasuk tells us about Rus. Batoimer Rus HaMoavia El Naomi El Chana. I have a plan. I'm going to go to the field, hasadeh va'alaketa va'shibolim. I'm going to collect stalks. Let me go further. Pasuk Zayin, this is in towards the beginning of the second parak. And Pasuk Zayin says as follows. Atoymer, she says, alaketa no. I will now collect the individual stalks, that's laket. Ve'osavti v'omorim, and I will collect complete sheaves, complete bundles. Acharei ha-koytrim. That's the halacha. The halacha is I'm a poor person. I'm an ani. And she was a ger, a geyoris as well. La'ani v'la'ger ta'azoy v'aysam. She fits the description of what it says in the Torah. And she's entitled to come and follow the harvesters and take the leket, the shikha. Vatavo, she arrives, vatamod, me'oz ha'boikev ad'ovad ato, zeshivta ha'bayis mat. Now Rashi here on this pasuk says something very interesting. Rashi on pasuk Zayin says, vatoymer, Ruth said, Billy Bo, this is my plan. Alakito no, I'm going to collect now, Rashi, leket, leket hashibolim. Next Rashi, she says in her heart, ve'osavti v'omorim. I'm going to collect, Rashi, shikha shel amorim. I'm going to collect the bundles. I'm going to do what it says in the Torah, shikha, leket, shikha. Now it doesn't say here openly peah. That's another topic of discussion. But it says here very clearly in Rashi, how Rashi learns the pshat in the pasuk, it was her plan to collect the leket and the shikha. Yet when we read the psukim and she actually went to collect, we don't find anywhere that she collected shikha. She planned to collect the shikha, but there was none to be found. There was no shikha. Boaz's workers, they didn't forget bundles. He told them, you better make sure you leave over some stalks. And he says, Gam bein, bein huamorim, tilakeit v'lo sachlimua. He told them, between the Amorim, leave over some stalks and don't put her to shame. Throw her from the Tzavasim, throw her from the Amorim Kitanim, some of the small bundles, Va'azavtem v'liketzavolos sigaruva. And Rashi here says, this wasn't real shikha. This wasn't real shikha. Rashi says, shachoyach tishkuchu, Rashi, asu atzim ki'ilu atem shaychachem. But you're not really forget. Make believe. Make believe you're forgetting some of the bundles, but this is not going to be a real shikha. You're going to give it to her deliberately. What are we getting at over here? Trying to say over here is, question was, go back to our original question. Why is there no mention of Matan Torah in the parish of the Moad? Why not? But although there is a mention of the mitzvah of Leket and the mitzvah of Peah, almost as if the Torah is coming to highlight and deliberately mention Matan Torah, there is no shikha. Trying to suggest, let's look at it this way. Question is, how come there's no mention of Matan Torah? Well, guess what? Matan Torah is every day. The psukim that tell us, Ukulasen be'etzem hayom hazeh, where is it written? It's written in the Torah. The Torah is everywhere. What are you going to say about the Yom Tov of Shavuos to describe Matan, to describe Torah? Torah is only once a year. Torah is every single day. The psukim that tell us that there is a Yom Tov called Shavuos is written in the Torah. The Torah itself is telling you this. It's like you have a dream, and in the dream, you had a dream that you had a dream. It's impossible to highlight Torah when the Torah itself is telling you. It's like, you know, the story where a father is carrying a child, on his shoulders, and the child is saved, and people are attacking the child, bandits and objects, people are throwing things, and the father shields the child. And then the child says to the father, "Father, who's going to save me? Who's going to shield me from all these dangerous objects?" And the father looks at the child. "Who do you think is protecting you? Who do you think is carrying you? I'm carrying you. You don't realize who's carrying you? The Torah itself is the Torah itself, which is the question. How come there's no mention of Torah? Well, the Torah itself is presenting you this mitzvah. So if that's really correct, then maybe we shouldn't have any illusion. But yet there is an illusion. There's illusion of Leket and Peah with almost a deliberate attempt to ignore Shikha. Why is that so? And perhaps the answer is, what the Torah is telling you about Matan Torah on the Yom Tov of Shavuos is there should not be Shikha. There should not be. Do not forget about the Torah. So in the Keter of Rashbi, only 2 days ago, the Yom Tov of Lag BaOmer, you ever went to the Keter of Rashbi? What does it say when you walk into Meron and into the Ma'ara? Big, big letters. Ki loy tishochach miti zarai. Rashbi, who was the greatest of the Tanoim, who had Ahavas HaTorah that is beyond description, his motto was Ki loy tishochach miti zarai. It is our duty. It is our mission. It is the core of our purpose in life that the Torah should not be forgotten from the Jewish people. As much as we give and we take and we enjoy the blessing of Hashem, what stands head and shoulders above all of our obligations is to ensure as what Rashbi said, Chas v'shalom shetishachach Torah miYisrael. His contemporaries feared that the time would come when the Jewish people, due to galus and persecution, suffering, would happen that the Torah HaKadosha would be forgotten from their seed, from their children, their progeny. And Rashbi, with a fire, with a passion that burns with fire like we've never seen, said, Chas v'shalom sheti shochach Torah mizara, ki loy si shochach mipi zara. And that's what the Torah is telling us, the essence of the mitzvahs hayoyim of Shavuot is all about. Ukirosa de etzem hayoyim hazeh. Pasuk says in the Parshas Emma, when it comes to the Parsha of the Mo'adim, you shall declare on the essence of this day a Mikra Kodesh. And what is the Mikra Kodesh? Whatever you're going to say about Torah is an understatement. Because Torah, it's not just the Zman Matan Torah on one day a year. Every day we make the Bracha, Asher Bochar Banu Mikol Ha'amin, V'nosan Lanu Es Torah. Every day is Zman Matan Torah. So what are you going to say about Shavuos? It's the day when Moshe went up to the mountain. Is that what it's all about? You know what it's all about? It's about, there's a mitzvah called Leket. And there's a mitzvah called Peah. But you know something? We're not going to mention Shekha. Because on Matan Torah, on this day, that's the emphasis of this Yom HaKadosh. It's to absorb the beauty, the chavivos of Torah, to imitate, follow in the ways of Rashbi, and declare through our commitment to the study of learning Torah the whole night, through our renewed dedication via Shemayim and Asiyas HaMitzvos, to be like Rashbi and declare, today there is no shikha. So Moshel, uketzargim es kitzirchem, enjoy this world. Hashem gave you a world to derive benefit from. Enjoy, but be also be kind, be generous. Teach other people. Give of your wealth, of your blessing to others. But one thing there's not no tolerance for, and that is shikha. On this day, there's no shikha. This day is Zman Matan Torah. The focus of this day is Ki loy sishochach mipi zarei. We read about Ruth. And Ruth says, I'm going to go into the field now. I'm going to collect shikha. The Jewish people, they forget. They forgot their Torah. They forgot about me. They forgot about my mother-in-law. And Boaz, the ancestor of David HaMelech, David who said, Mo ahavti teresecha kol hayom hi sichos. Boaz says, there's no shikha here. We don't forget. It is the motto of the day. Make believe. Give charity. Give her an abundance. Make believe you forgot. But there is no shikha here. Give it to her deliberately. Leave it, make believe, throw it out into the fields, the small stalks. But this is not shikha. Because ki loy sishochach mipizar. It's suggesting that the reason why we lay Ruth on Shavuos is for this one pasuk. And Boaz says, she says, Amarti, I said in my heart, I'll go collect the shikha, because there is shikha. There is shikha, we're going to forget. And Boaz says, there's no forgetting. This you make believe you forgot, so she has what to eat. But even though in times of Golus it may appear that it's difficult, and Hashem is allowing Torah to be forgotten, it's just make believe. It's just like Boaz, what Rashi says. It looks like Hashem is allowing that Torah should be forgotten, but it's an illusion. The emes is, there is no shikha on the Yom Tov of Shavuos. I want to thank you all for coming and listening. I want to wish everyone a wonderful, healthy, enjoyable Yom Tov. The Yom Tov of Shavuos is very special. It's a very holy time, time to reflect, to renew, for us to renew our commitment to Torah. It was only, I believe, 3,335 years ago. That's nothing. Matan Torah. 3,335 years ago, approximately, since Matan Torah, we should renew our commitment to Hashem, to Yirah Shemayim, to Torah, to each other, wishing one and all Chag, Kosher v'Sameach, a good Yom Tov, Yasiyenu Hashem Elokeinu Espirchas Moyadecha, B'chaim u'l'shalom, l'simcha u'l'sasein, kasher natzis. Good night. Thank you very much.